This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The WA AIDS Council has announced the unexpected passing of CEO Andrew Burry, who suffered a suspected heart attack on Saturday while on holiday in Taiwan. Burry was the CEO of the council for more than 4 years and was also the vice president of the Australian Federation of AIDS Councils. A representative of the WA AIDS Council said in a statement, "Andrew was an active and significant contributor to the HIV response in Australia, whose knowledge, expertise and experience will be sorely missed." And the gay panic defence to murder has finally been scrapped from Queensland's Criminal Code after the amendment was introduced to Parliament last year. The controversial defence previously allowed people accused of murder to claim provocation by unwanted sexual advance as a means to lessen their sentence. The state government had previously committed to scrapping the law by the end of last year, despite opposition from groups like the Australian Christian Lobby. Senior high school students in Victoria will now be able to identify as having an undefined gender in their official documents under changes introduced this year. Personal details forms will allow VCE and VCAL students to select whether they are male, female, or gender X. In a notice to schools last month, the VCAA said it introduced the changes in response to the queries it had been receiving around how gender-diverse students should fill in their forms. And as this year's AFL Premiership season kicks off, a handful of players have spoken out in favour of marriage equality as part of the Australian Marriage Equality's latest campaign. In a video posted to Facebook, the players can be seen donning the equality t-shirts and delivering pro-same-sex marriage messages on camera. Former Melbourne and Carlton midfielder Brock McLean has a gay sister, making the issue particularly personal for him. He said, "I support marriage equality because my sister is gay and deserves the same marriage rights as everyone else." The Victorian government has announced it will provide additional funding towards the state's pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, trial to give nearly 4,000 people access to the HIV prevention pill. While the trial has already seen nearly 3,000 people access the drug, there are still over 600 people on the waiting list. To clear this list, the state government will provide an additional $100,000 in funding towards the trial. And the Swedish government is set to pay compensation to trans people who are legally forced to be sterilised in order to transition. Swedish law forced trans people between 1972 and 2013 to be sterilised, to have their gender recognised by the government. The courts have ruled that this practice violated European human rights after an estimated 800 people were affected. And Orange is the New Black stars Samira Wiley and Lauren Morelli have married in Palm Springs in California after becoming engaged last year. Wiley, who stars as Pussy in the show, and Morelli, a scriptwriter, announced their engagement via Instagram in October. The couple were surrounded by family and friends at the wedding, where Wiley's parents officiated the ceremony. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. 10,000 booklets have been issued to soccer stewards across England to help tackle anti-LGBT abuse. The pocket guides were given out as part of Kick It Out's Call Full Time on Hate campaign to help clubs deal with anti-gay behaviour. 68 incidents of homophobia and transphobia were reported to the body last year, with a 4% increase in LGBT incidents. Next month, Australia will host the second annual Rainbow Round of Sport. Skins, Pride in Diversity and Pride in Sport will join stars like Rugby League's Jonathan Thurston to distribute 100 pairs of rainbow laces to professional and grassroots sports teams. Clubs wanting to take part can collect the free laces from Medibank branches, Rebel or Amart Sports to help wipe out homophobia in sport. And finally, on the back of the proposed plebiscite, several AFL players have also spoken out in favour of marriage equality. A Facebook video shows players like Essendon's Brendan Goddard and former Demons Brock McLean and Chris Dawes wearing equality t-shirts and expressing their support for all people to have the right to marry.
Everyone deserves to be who they truly are. It's pretty simplistic in my point of view.
The fact that, you know, some people can't marry the person they love just purely by virtue of the fact they're the same sex is just outdated and just unfair.
With the QNN Sports update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.